The next team is ready and waiting in the wings. From MIT, we have HoloBits. Build, animate, share. Come on out.
Hello, everyone. I'm Minna. This is Anna, Pedro, and Christian, and we are Team HoloBits from the MIT Media Lab. How many of you played with Legos when you were young? We did too. Well, back in the 1950s, when Legos were introduced, they made a huge impact as toys that empowered kids' creativity. With these modular blocks, kids could build anything that they wanted. 50 years later, these are still a timeless phenomenon that parents use to invest in their kids' development. Why? Because Legos empower four key things: thinking with hands or embodied cognition, creativity, problem solving, and social learning. However, Legos have a few limitations. For example, persistence. Once you develop something, you have to destroy it eventually because it can't stay there forever. They have spatial limitations because of the size of your creations are limited to the size of your room or the number of Lego blocks you have. And probably worst of all, animation. So even if you build a Lego airplane, it doesn't really fly on its own. Minecraft overcomes some of these problems by allowing you to build limitless virtual worlds. However, it's still a 2D screen experience and there's no storytelling component. So both Minecraft and Legos allow creative learning, which rests on four key pillars: projects, passion, peers, and play. We want to build the next generation creative learning platform in mixed reality. So we built HoloBits, a platform for creative learning and storytelling in mixed reality using virtual programmable bits. HoloBits has three key features: build, which allows for immersive play; animate, which enables embodied storytelling; and share, which encourages creative collaboration. In order to test our concept, we developed a functional prototype on HoloLens, and we had a lot of fun playing with it. Take a look. Thanks.
Build. Destroy. Undo. Paint.
So let's take a look first at how the application works. To create these stories, we first need to build these walls that we will use later to place these stories. So HoloBits presents this idea of being able to create these walls on top of your physical realities where you can, that you can use them later to create these stories. So how do kids do this? They do it bit by bit. The bit is the basic unit of creation, and it's a virtual block that we consider it to be the mixed reality analog of the pixel. So kids can use it to create anything they want. Bits snap together perfectly so they can create more complex shapes, and they can manipulate them in space, they can place them wherever they want, and so on. So what are the main actions that kids can do with these bits? They can move them, they can rotate them, they can scale them, and then they can color them. And why do they do this in mixed reality? Because we think that this idea of being able to use your physical environment to place these virtual creations all around you, it's very, very powerful. And to have all these stories happening in your room, like maybe I can build a bridge that goes from my bed to the table and then have this car that goes over this bridge, all these ideas are very powerful. And there's these two key aspects of it. First of all, persistence. As Mina was saying, we don't have to destroy our creations once we've finished if we want to create a new thing. We can store it and we can recover it later in the future to play with it and use it again. And then there's this idea of spatial intelligence. The mapping of our environment allows us to place these virtual creations, and then this virtual content can interact with these physical elements of our environment, and we can use physics, we can use collisions, and so on.
World building, as Anna was talking about, is not enough to create a story. So because of this, we decided to incorporate an animation system to bring your stories to life. We got some inspiration from stop motion animation, in which people use their hands to animate objects. We wanted people to be able to tell stories with their hands. For example, if we move this plane around, Holobits will record its path and will allow us to play it back or loop it. Let me tell you a bit more of how this works. For example, we created a little block person that you can see in the slide. We then take this block person and we move him in a certain motion. Holobits will record this and tie it with the block person. We can then place this block person anywhere in our room, and he will do the animation that we just recorded. So we wanted to tie two key elements into this. One is low floors and high ceilings. Low floors means that there's a very little barrier to entry. Anyone can just take the application and start doing things simply. And high ceilings means that with enough time and enough dedication, they can build very complex things. Low floors would mean like you build a small house or something. High ceilings would mean you build a detailed dog. You can see these two key concepts when in the animation system by stacking animations. As you can see here from left to right, we start off with something simple, a block person like waving his arms. Then we add on a hat, and then we put the person to dance. As you can see, we went from something very simple to something relatively complex.
So far, we've been talking about the individual components of storytelling. But when it gets really cool is when we think about sharing these stories with others. So HoloLens allows multiple users to simultaneously share a play space and create stories together. But sharing doesn't really end with the people around us. The HoloHub allows Holobit users to share and upload their projects so they can share their creations, share their stories, learn from each other, and remix. When we talk about remix, it's a primary component of the Scratch programming platform, which we are incorporating into our project to allow for more complex interactions with our creations. With remixing, anybody can upload their project to a wider community, and everybody can download it, play with it, and make them their own. Take, for instance, Tim. Tim takes and has built this structure, and he thinks it's really cool. So he wants to upload it to the wider community. Now, Pip sees this project in the HoloHub and decides, oh, I want to build something like that. So what she does is she can see step by step how Tim created this project. And at any point throughout this process, she can make it her own, make a P for Pip. That's remixing. Now, throughout this last semester, we have implemented our concept and initial prototype. Now we are at the step of getting some feedback, putting this into the hands of children so that we can get a feedback loop and release a product. We've been talking about storytelling in mixed reality. How are we going to do this? We do this by allowing children to build their worlds, animate them, bring them to life, and share it with others. Why? Because we want to enable creative learning. With Holobits, we really want to inspire a next generation of creative thinkers, empower them by giving them the tools to share their stories, and use mixed reality to tell stories in their physical reality. Now, in this world where children are more and more attached to their phones, we want them to stop looking at their phones, look up, connect with each other, and share their passions with the world. Thanks.
Who's going to take it away? First question.
When can I get it?
Tonight.
Soon.
You can play with it.
Yeah,
you can
play
with it.
Yeah.
Or right after we finish.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, how wonderful. And it's clear that you guys are having a great time. So the Holobit idea is a fantastic idea, and it's sort of blending Legos with Minecraft and being able to share it, all those kinds of things that you mentioned. But I'm wondering what happens when you now are leaving the physical, because part of playing with Legos was the touching part. and the putting the pieces together and holding it and feeling it and moving it around and things like that. Is something lost in that? Is there a way to connect the physical to the hollow bits?
Yeah, I think so. We thought a lot about the whole embodied and tangible part, and I don't think this doesn't necessarily have to be the final user interaction with it. We were also thinking that, so HoloLens allows like before your API, so you can probably like use a real brick, Lego brick, just place a marker on it and probably like have a touch sensor, and then you can use that brick to actually build your own stuff. So we are thinking more about like integrating all these tangible components in it where children can feel that they're in their natural environment, but still like be in this limitless virtual world. So yeah, that's something
well, certainly
we're
a way
about.
To share it. Even once you've done the tangible part,
yep.
You can share the design with someone else.
Yes.
I mean, truly powerful concept and also almost ready to go idea. I was able to explore the piece with you, and it was really intuitive, and many parts of the idea was completely done and working properly. Exactly the physical quality of this experience is, I think, one of the interesting part, because if you think about an upcoming generation, being able to just live in a world that is barely touching in that world, that's one important fact. And I think in maybe near future, if things can be like 3D printed, can be like turned into, maybe bring back again to the physical world from virtual world, can be maybe alternatively good idea of bridging, coming from virtual to physical, maybe another like cross-thinking with the world. But congratulations, very impactful.
Thank you. Well, as a parent who has kids that love Legos, I really appreciate the fact that the virtual bricks you cannot step on in the middle of the night. So that's awesome. I'm sold. One interesting choice you made is you stuck with a very simple cube as your primitive. And I think that's a very strong statement. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it certainly... It's an interesting one because, you know, a computer can do any kind of shape, right? I think one of the things that annoys me about what Lego is doing today is that the sets you buy at the store are so heavily cross-licensed all the way to the geometry that they use for the individual pieces that if you actually buy these things for your kids after a while, you realize that you don't have sets that look like this. You have... you know, singletons, you know, you have the Harry Potter thing that, you know, doesn't fit in any other, anyway. So you're missing some of the power of computing when you go with the single block. Now, Minecraft is not a problem because everything is just sort of composed. Anyway, I don't know, I don't have any real question here, but there's a comment about that, and maybe you can speculate on whether that's a good choice.
Yeah, I think that when we thought about the bit, we just wanted to have this sort of really simple instance, this low floor idea of getting it, think of it as a virtual analog of a pixel, right? Yep. So the smallest unit that you can use to build just about anything if you have enough of them. So that's sort of the thinking that we were going for when we decided to select the bit.
So, sorry, one more thing we didn't really highlight that much. So it allows you to resize components. If you look and you zoom into a bit, it's actually a square. But you can make circles with it, and if you zoom out, you don't really see that it has a square space. So with these cubes, like kids can make any surfaces. So like you can make the dog that Pedro showed really, really smooth if like you like resize them to really smooth surfaces. So I think we thought that it would be this tool which would allow you to make everything if you just like resize it, and not give you like a million different types of things to play with, that like you have a huge menu and you have to choose which block.
So the idea is to make components.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just sort of the other sort of power that computing has is to make, compose objects.
Yep.
Right.
Did you test this with your target demographic?
We have not. We are planning on doing that on like for future work. Because we tried to test it on ourselves and try out the
concepts.
We're
not children.
We're children of like an elderly age. Like we wanted to like see if the basics were kind of nailed down, and then we were planning on moving it to the target audience and just refining it from there.
Yeah, but HoloBits is for children of all ages.
Yeah,
you know,
as you can see.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.